Blog Talk Radio.
Just when they thought we were gone for good, we're back.
I know. It never fails.
Well, you know, sometimes life gets in the way of your fun.
Exactly.
But, you know, but then you take care of life, and then you get back to tormenting liberals.
We couldn't talk this week. Absolutely cannot pass up this week.
Oh, I know. There's so much going on just in the last few days.
Yeah, like always. We didn't even send each other articles like we usually do because we don't need to.
Oh, I know. The news is just saturated with stuff. So.
And everybody's heard of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's one thing after the other. We have.
I was going to let you start because I'm dying to hear you go off on your buddy.
Yes, for those who don't know, Jeb Bush is one of my favorite people, and of course I'm being sarcastic. And, you know, he spoke at CPAC last week, which, if that's supposed to be a conservative conference, I don't even understand why he was there. Because he's a leftist with an R after his name. But he also had to bus people in to the conference because he found out that there were going to be people to walk out on him during his speech. Well, he couldn't have that. So he had to bus people in, and he still didn't win the straw poll. So when he says that he doesn't need conservatives to win, I guess that's just false. So that's the first thing. I had to get that off my chest. So now we have, you know, of course we have Hillary Clinton and this email thing. I guess we should give a little bit of background about that. Apparently she's been using a personal email for government business, which is against the law. And
it's against the Records Act.
Yes. And not only has she been using personal email for government business, she's also been keeping the servers in her house. That she's in control of them. No one has access to the information. And, of course, you know, she's cherry-picked through the emails and released some of them. But, you know, the stuff that would be damaging, of course, she's got it. So now Trey Gowdy is trying to subpoena, you know, all of the servers for the Benghazi investigation. But my point is that Jeb Bush gave her a Liberty Medal on the eve of the first anniversary of the Benghazi attack. He gave her a Liberty Medal, called her a patriot, heaped all kinds of praise on her, and now he's got on his page, on his Facebook page, talking about, oh, she needs to be more transparent. You're the
really?
guy. you're the guy who stood up there and gave her all kind of accolades about how she loves this country and, you know, she's a patriot and our families just love each other and all this crap. Well, you know, game over, Jeb. You're done. Because I can't tell the difference between the two of you. It's a fine endorsement. It's an endorsement. And all she has to do is take the footage of that awards ceremony and make an ad out of it and say, Jeb Bush endorsed me already. And he's done. So
he was kind of done before he started. But, yeah, what was he even thinking? And that was after all of that stuff. I mean, that's after her whole entire corrupt, despicable career. He gets her a Liberty Medal. Who's free because of her? No one. Well, maybe the women that her husband sexually assaulted, are they free because of her? I don't think so.
Well, and this isn't just the first time she's displayed any kind of corruption. She was dismissed from the Nixon investigation because she was unethical back then. And the guy who dismissed her was a Democrat. She let's go back to
there's been multiple things. There was Travelgate in the White House.
The Rose Law, find those, all of a sudden she couldn't find those records, you know. I mean, the woman has been corrupt from day one. So nobody should be surprised about this. But I'm here to tell you that this won't bring her down. It's just another, you know, just another in a long list. And the idiots who would vote for her, it's, like I said earlier, she could execute somebody publicly on live TV, and she'd still have enough sycophants to elect her and put her in office.
Of course she would. That's how Democrats roll. I used to say the same thing about Obama.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're corrupt. It doesn't matter if they're shady or whatever, or downright evil. As long as they're Democrats. You know, some people, that's the only thing that matters. And by the same token, there's a lot of people that view the Republicans that way.
Yeah. No, I think it's...
Yep.
I had forgotten about that medal until you had brought it up. And I just think it's ridiculous that these people ignore all the truth in the history about a person and hand over something like that. That's almost as bad as those idiots giving Obama the Nobel Peace Prize before he even was president. And look how that worked out.
Yeah, and now I saw a story, and I can't remember where I found it, that the guy who made the decision to give Obama that Peace Prize was dismissed from the Nobel Committee. I saw that, like, just today, and I can't remember where I saw it.
I'm shocked, I tell you. Shocked.
Yeah, really. But, but, you know, for Jeb Bush to do something like that, I mean, that should tell you where he is philosophically. He's not a conservative. And we have to get over this idea that just because you're a Republican – you're a conservative, because there's a lot of leftists in the Republican Party.
Oh, my God. You're not kidding. You're not kidding at all. And we're seeing it at the local level, and we're seeing it at the national level. Well, we already knew about the national level. But why be a Republican if you're not going to actually be conservative? Because that's what it's supposed to be about. Why not just be a Democrat? Or is that your district is more Republican? Give me a break.
Really take the time to investigate and just think Republican equals good and Democrat equals bad. And if I run as a Republican, I can disguise my leftism until I get into office, because these idiots, they don't know the difference. That's what's going on. And we're seeing it now here in the Congress, where they just passed this DHS funding bill. And they completely funded amnesty.
Because they don't. They only cared about the PR. Do you know what I mean? They only care then because Republicans are so goddamn stupid. They don't know how to get out ahead of something and paint it in a different way and flip the narrative. They can't figure out how to do it. So they were afraid that if they voted the right way, they would, oh, that would look bad. That would look really bad. And so a lot of them, you know, went with that because they're worried about getting reelected already.
Exactly. But the sad part about it is that funding bill passed with two-thirds of the Republican votes voting against it. But they had just enough votes to put it forward.
Yeah, that sounds like exactly a mirroring of the things that happened in my local Congress, too. It's ridiculous. What is the point of having a Republican majority if Democrats are still going to be winning?
Right, because you have to figure that the establishment Republicans, they want amnesty, too, because they want their big business cronies to have the cheap labor. They want that amnesty. They're and say, oh, we're against amnesty. They're lying through their teeth because they want it too.
Yeah, they or maybe they're catering to the Hispanic vote. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, all those Hispanics who are going to vote Democrat. you know who wasn't at CPAC this year? Was that puppet-faced asshole, Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell was not at CPAC this year because he knew he'd get booed off the stage. But last year, he came out there holding a rifle in his hand, and all the idiots in the audience just cheered him. You know, he's great conservative, whatever. Yeah. All you got to do is go out there and hold a rifle up over your head, and all of a sudden, you're the hero of the day. And we've got to be smarter than that.
I didn't realize until probably the past year. You know, I always thought Republicans were smarter voters until the past year when I was really involved in local elections and, you know, whatever. And I'm like, oh, my God. Here I thought Republicans weren't low-information voters, but, oh, yes, they certainly are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because with Republicans and obviously, we're not talking about everybody because there are some of us out here who actually bother to look into, you know, how somebody votes as opposed to what they say. But, you know, with these people, all it takes is a few buzzwords and talking about the Constitution and liberty and all of these words that pull well among the Republican base. And then all of a sudden, well, he's a good guy. He's for the Constitution. Why? Because he said so or because you bothered to look at his voting record?
Yeah. No, they don't. That's the problem. They don't look at – they only listen to what these morons say to them during the election. Oh, I did this and I did that. They don't actually look into how they voted. They don't look into legislation that they voted for, voted how they were supposed to. And we keep reelecting the same morons over and over and over again. And people are doing it just because they have an R next to their name, when in reality they vote like Democrats.
Exactly.
And they're part of the freaking problem.
I mean, if we're going to have a Republican Party that puts forth the leftist agenda, then what's the point? Why am I bothering to show up at the polls? Because they're just the same. It's just a waste of my time.
Yep, exactly. This, Christy, is what happens every election. People who do pay attention are so disgusted they don't bother voting. 2016.
Right.
2016, we're going to get screwed again because Republicans are going to screw up again like they always do. They're going to nominate a candidate who's horrible and half the people can't stand. And people are once again not going to show up and we're going to have a Democrat again. Can you imagine what the hell this country is going to look like 12 years after 12 years of a Democrat reign?
This country is in such a mess right now. I don't know if we would be able to untangle it, even if we did have constitutional people running the country.
No, it's going to take decades. literally decades.
Right. I mean, we won't see any kind of fix in this country until, you know, we won't see it in our lifetime. It'll be your grandkids that see it, if at all.
It would be nice to see it beginning, but I just don't think, I don't think they have the intestinal fortitude to actually pull their balls out from inside themselves and be the conservatives that they should be. Conservatism is better. It does work. We have proof over history. We have proof in the history of other countries. We can compare to different times in this country. We can compare to other countries. And yet they still can't seem to get that across.
Exactly. And, well, you know, we also don't have an engaged electorate. And that's part of the problem. We've got people in this country. Right. But we've got people in this country who can't even name who their congressman is.
And they can't even name who the vice president is.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I didn't know who the vice president was. I wish I had that luxury.
Right?
But, you know, I've always said that before you're able to vote, you should have to name your senators and your congressmen. Because if you can't name those, then you don't care enough to vote. And let those of us who actually give a damn take care of it.
Yeah, they can't name the people they're voting for, but they're voting for them.
Right, because they got...
In my state, they're trying to pass a thing to have straight-line ticket voting. Because it makes voting easier for the voters.
For the...
What?
Yeah.
No, we don't vote that way here. Yeah, we don't vote that way here. I mean, granted, people might fill in all R or all D, but not everybody does.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but if there's, I don't always fill in for the R. I leave that blank or I'll write in somebody else's name.
Yeah, me too. I don't always vote for the R. I don't vote for the D. If I don't want to vote for the Republican, I'll just skip that one.
Right, exactly. Skip it, or I put a write in just to be obnoxious.
But you know, why do we have to make everything easier on people? You know, maybe people should have to be challenged about something. I saw a story the other day about that they're going to there's some kind of global committee that's going to meet about changing the spelling of words so that they're more like the way people text. Like if you're spelling the word snow, you leave the W off. This is actual fact.
And they're really serious?
Yeah. So not only are we going to tell the world that we're a bunch of dumbasses in math and science, now we're going to tell them that we can't even spell our own damn language.
Wow.
Because
really...
we have to make it... Because if you make things hard on kids, that's just cruel. If things are difficult. If you actually have to put forth some freaking effort to do something, then you're just being mean.
Are they... These are probably the same people that don't want to teach cursive anymore, so kids won't be able to read the Constitution.
Right. Exactly. Cursive's just a waste of time because nobody writes anymore. Everybody uses computers.
Yeah, well, we still have to sign our signature on things.
Exactly.
And again, do you really want to rely on someone else translating a document for you when you should be able to read it yourself? I don't think so.
Knowledge is power. The more of it you have, the more empowered you are. And if you're going to dumb down the population, then who is left to make all the decisions but the state?
And that's exactly what they want.
That's exactly what they want. And we've got a bunch of idiots in this country who are too damn lazy to even, you know, care. Because they want their whole life, managed for them. They don't have to worry about making decisions because that requires effort. And I'm just too tired when I get home from the work at the end of the day. I don't want to think about all that stuff, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now we have the freaking government who took over the internet this week. And now even some of the leftists are pissed off about it. And I'm like, well, what the hell did you want? Do you want the government controlling everything or not? This is what you get when you advocate for government taking control over everything.
And that's exactly what they do. And then, so you have those people, right? The ones that are obvious, they want the government to be their mommy or daddy. And then you have other people that don't know what the hell's going on, but they'll vote. They think they're conservative, so they vote for the Republican. Those people are big government hacks, too, some of them, many of them, too many of them. And they just, that's better. That's okay for us. It's okay if they do that. They make excuses for it instead of saying, what the hell are you doing?
Right. And these are these are the people who get mad at conservatives for saying, you know, if Jeb Bush is the nominee, I'm staying home. And I've had people get mad at me for it. Go ahead and get mad at me. Because when I can't tell the difference between Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton other than freaking gender, why the hell should I vote? Why should I vote? They're the same. Same.
Yep.
I
have people get mad at me, too, for over Scott Brown. I'm like, I'm sorry. And I could say, I've been there, done that, and it was a mistake, and I would never do it again. I am not going to give up my – I'm no longer. I did it for many, many years. I'm not going to agree with every candidate and on everything, and that's okay. Certain things I can live with. But I'm not going to give up my core principles. Because to vote for someone because they have an R next to their name and they might be a little better than the Democrat. I don't think so. You know what?
Right.
Give me someone real. Give me someone who actually truly represents this country and what this country was founded on and what the way this country runs successfully, and then I'll think about voting. Otherwise, forget it.
Exactly.
And this screws up local elections, too. We had to make sure people got out and voted locally. We're like, no, we know you're pissed off. Don't stay home. Leave that blank. Put in John Stark. Or, you know, just make sure you vote for at the local level. And they did.
Right. And, you know, until the Republicans start losing elections, until the RINOs start losing elections, and these people figure out that, we're not going to accept these kind of candidates. Things won't change. Because if they think that they can win with a RINO, well, he's not as bad as the Democrat, so we'll just vote for him. They're going to continue to put forth these kinds of candidates.
Yeah. And that's the point. If you accept what they give you, they're going to keep giving it to you, you moron. Stop it.
Right.
Refuse to be a victim.
Exactly. So we may have to lose some elections. And you know, other people will say, well, if we lose elections, the Democrats are going to take over and blah, blah, blah. Well, what difference does it make if the Republicans are just going to rubber stamp their agenda anyway?
Yeah. And if you lose elections, it's your own fault, stupid.
Right. Give us a freaking choice.
This whole insurrection that's been going on has been going on for several elections now, at least since 2008. I don't know how much it went on in 2004, but this has been going on for a little while now. Obama should not have won a second freaking term. His presidency was horrible. Did they not get that?
No, they had to put some freaking department store mannequin in as the GOP nominee. You might as well have a freaking cardboard cutout. That's what Mitt Romney was. That's all he was.
Oh my God, that's the perfect description of him.
Yeah, a cardboard cutout with a tape recorder in the back that spouts these lines or whatever. That's what he reminded me of.
Oh,
like,
my God.
This
that's, like,
is,
the perfect
this is the choice.
The apartment store mannequin.
Or, you know, he looked like it's one of those guys in the JCPenney catalog. He looked like he should be having, like, plaid shorts on and a sweater tied around his neck, holding a tennis racket or something.
You're killing me. Oh, my God. That's like, now that's all I'm going to see when I think about him.
So this idea that he was actually entertaining running again, I was like, why? Because you want to politically face plant again for the third time? Isn't that embarrassing, Nick? Aren't you getting kind of tired of that? How many times do we have to tell you we don't want you?
And I don't get this obsession with Bush. I don't get it. Common Core amnesty. I don't know how well he ran his state. I don't think it was that bad, but I don't know. I'd have to look. But hello, another Bush? Come on, people. We don't want Bushes or Clinton.
I think the only reason that people are attracted to Jeb Bush that I can think of is that they're nostalgic for W. And, I mean, W was a big spender. He wasn't a conservative. I will say he was a likable guy to listen to him talk. And I think he had a good heart, and I think he loved this country. But he wasn't a conservative. And I think, you know, they get caught up in, you know, the whole landing on the freaking battleship and mission accomplished and all that crap. And he's the president that took us through 9/11 and all that. And they miss those days because now we have this clown in the White House now who's petulant,
man-child.
Yeah, he's just a spoiled brat. He's like a child.
He's
terrible. The way the Democrats reacted to the Netanyahu speech yesterday, it was pathetic.
I didn't watch it. I just saw things coming across my feed, and I'm like, well, you can see that Democrats are the anti-Semite party. Holy crap! I couldn't believe the things that were coming across from politicians and from other people. You know, like they weren't, it's like they were angry, but they were showing not a different side because we've seen it, but it was people that you wouldn't expect to be saying things. And I'm like, wow, you really showed your true colors. Too bad too many
right.
Jews vote Democrat, huh?
Because, yeah, and because Netanyahu struck a nerve and he exhibited strength where their president exhibits weakness and they knew it. And they knew it, and it stung them. And so they got out there, and it's like somebody, I can't remember, Ralph Peters maybe, is that his name? He said that they were acting like a bunch of, you know, how teenage girls act kind of snooty and bitchy when they've been told. That's kind of the way the Democrats were acting towards Netanyahu. And I'm thinking, it doesn't matter what your politics are. If Iran gets a nuke, and they want to fire it off at this country, it's not going to avoid the people who are anti-Israel. You know?
Yeah, exactly. They don't care, though. I mean, Valerie Jarrett, I mean, she loves Iran. Her parents live there. She's Iranian. Give me a break.
Right.
I don't know. This is the problem. The problem is we have too many people who don't pay attention in this country. And granted, more and more of them have since 2008, but it's not enough. It's just, it's never enough. People should be storming their houses with what their elected representatives are doing to them, but they're not. They should be demanding that certain senators and representatives in D.C. be freaking ousted, but they're not. They're going to be, they're too busy watching freaking stupid reality TV. And we've talked about this over again, but it doesn't seem to get any better. And you have the most arrogant White House ever who just pretty much gets away with everything because the media is on their side, too.
Right. And
if it wasn't for new media, Christy, can you imagine if there was no such thing as new media? Holy crap.
My God. That would be scary.
It would be very scary.
While the government was taking over the internet, we were talking about llamas running around in the street and the color of some dress. I mean, those were the things that went viral while the government was taking over the internet.
People just don't get it. The government couldn't run a fucking website. And you're going to let them run the internet?
Right.
And excuse my F-bomb, but that's just the way it is.
And you know, these people who say, oh, the government, they wouldn't shut down websites for content. They're not going to do that. You know, as an example, let's think about five years ago when people were starting to accept gay marriage and everything seemed harmless. Now, 5 years later, you have people's businesses being shut down if they have a religious conviction that tells them that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's the progression that we've taken here. And so to say that the government regulating the internet can't turn into regulation of speech or, content, if you think that, you're a fool. You haven't been paying attention.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem. People.
Right. And now they're so bold. Now the president is so bold with his executive orders that they're talking about doing an executive order to increase taxes.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, haven't we come full circle when that happens? Because isn't that the reason we fought the Revolutionary War in the first place? Because we had a monarchy that was imposing taxes without any kind of representation. And if the executive branch of this country can just raise your taxes without any kind of representation from your congressman, we've come full circle.
See, and here's the problem. All these things will go, of course, to the Supreme Court. And if, you know, eventually they would have to get shot down as long as the Supreme Court doesn't have a majority of left-wing activists on it. But if it ends up having that, these people don't care about the actual Constitution. So, yeah, these things will get shot down, but how long is that going to go on for? How long is that going to last? If we end up, Chrissy, we end up with another Democrat in 2016, we just lost this country because there will be at least two Supreme Court justices who leave.
Yeah.
Two of them.
I agree with you. And the problem is that we get the country that we deserve. And they're doing these things because they can, because we're just too busy sitting on our couch watching TV or doing whatever, playing video games, whatever, taking selfies. You know, I mean, just make the leash in a fashionable color so that it looks good in my selfie, you know.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
No, that's intentional. Like, that stupid dressing, I guarantee someone planted that and made that happen because they wanted to, you know, avoid other things being more newsworthy. I can't imagine. People are really that stupid that they would give a rat's ass about that dumb-ass dress?
Right. I mean, there are some people that are that stupid. But, you know, I do have to say one thing. I saw that meme that Brad Thor quote about, you know, the government couldn't even build a website. Now they've taken over the internet. One of the people that liked it, I posted it on my Facebook page, one of the people that liked it was my sister, who she doesn't really I mean, she votes and she kind of pays attention, but she's, you know, super busy, got two little kids, you know.
Yep.
So when I saw her liking something like that, it gave me a little glimmer of hope because she represents a lot of the population out there. And it's not that they don't care. It's that they're just their lives are so full that they don't really have time to, you know, go and look up current events and all that kind of stuff.
And that's my sister, too. That's my sister, too, and she'll ask me about stuff. She sees stuff, and she same thing on my Facebook page. I'll see her like some of the stuff, and I even saw her share something one day, and I was like, oh, wow. You know,
yeah.
She's conservative. That's not a problem. She's conservative, but she doesn't know everything that's going on because of the same thing. She got two kids. She works full-time, and the kids are all involved in all kinds of stuff and blah, blah, blah. And that's
right.
They know that. They know that people can't pay attention to all the things they're doing. And our local legislators know that, too. They know that people aren't paying attention. Friggin' 400-something bills in my local legislature? Seriously? There was actually 800. I don't know how many actually got even discussed. But why do you need to create so many laws in this little tiny state?
Right.
I don't want to see any bills unless they're repealing a law.
Yeah, that's right. If you want to prove that you're worth something or that you're worth re-election, repeal some of those laws.
Yeah. Seriously, repeal the laws instead of freaking adding more. Today, our House, which is controlled by Republicans, voted to ban tanning for teenagers.
That's ridiculous.
So teenagers can't go tanning, but they can get all the abortions they want.
Right. Right.
And a bunch of those same people who banned tanning didn't want teenagers to have to get parental notification to get abortions even at 14. So we're gonna be your mommy and daddy and you can't go tanning, but have all the abortions you want. You don't have to tell your actual mommy and daddy. These people
right.
are disgusting.
And down here in my state of Georgia, where we have control of the state house and Senate and the governor's house, they're trying to raise taxes. The Republicans. They're trying to raise the gas tax. They're trying to raise the income tax on certain levels of income. So this idea that Republicans are the party of low taxes, that's not necessarily true anymore.
No, not at all. Republicans raised taxes last year. They put it forward. They raised the gas tax.
Right.
When it was hot. When gas prices were still really high.
Yeah,
and
that's
no,
what they're trying to do down here. Raise the gas
aren't.
Tax.
Yep. They'd rather not make cuts anywhere because they try to make cuts, or they did actually make cuts. I shouldn't say that. They did make cuts, but then you go and raise gas taxes, and then those funds are supposed to be dedicated to the highway fund, but yet they're not really. So, you know, but people don't pay attention to everything, and they don't see everything. You know what I mean? They don't pay attention. And the legislature, the legislation at your local level is always really simple to read, but people don't pay attention to it. How many people do you think even know the details about Hillary Clinton's emails? They probably only know that, oh, she sent some personal emails. She sent some emails from her personal account. They probably don't realize it was every single email while she was Secretary of State. She never once used a government email. Do
right.
you know how much? Do you know how much of a national security risk that was?
Yeah, and how much intel was coming through about Benghazi?
How much intel regards to a lot of things got stolen from her account? We'll never know.
Right. No one will hold her accountable. And people out there, they don't understand, you know, they don't understand the weight of the whole issue. They think, well, I have a personal account. What's the big deal? You know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I saw somebody, I saw somebody in one of the groups that we're in on Facebook asking me, emails, I never heard about anything about emails. What's this about?
Right.
And I'm like, Google. A good thing. It's all over the news. Where have you been?
You can't watch news on TV. That's the problem. You cannot watch news on television. It's useless. They pick and choose what they want. I don't watch news. I have not watched news. I might have recently watched it because of a gun rights hearing that we were at, but that's it. And of course, I was on the news. That's why I don't call in sick. I take days off. But
I don't watch the news either.
Yep.
Most of my news has gotten from the internet,
Twitter, and Facebook.
Right. I'll go on Drudge Report and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But rarely do I get my news from the TV networks. And usually, if I do watch the news on TV, it's usually something that I've already heard because it breaks on the internet first.
Exactly. That's the other thing. You're right. It breaks on the internet first. And sometimes if we see something that's local news, you know we've made news happen.
Right. And sometimes even when, Fox News will have some story that they act like it's breaking news, and it's already like 2 or 3 days old. I'm like, where have you people been?
I always laugh.
So,
I put it this way. I've broken news in New Hampshire that ended up getting picked up by the mainstream media in New Hampshire, and I know other people have too. It's like you twist. This was news 2 days ago when I reported on it. Now you're just reporting on it, and you're supposed to be the actual paid journalist?
Right. No wonder your ratings are so bad.
I'm seriously surprised that there's any stations that are even exist anymore. I used to watch only local news. I would not watch national news, but I would watch local. And even then, you're not getting any news. You're literally just getting local news, and I can find that anywhere. It's just dumb local news usually.
Yeah, it's usually like an apartment fire or something. That's what it is down here. Or somebody got shot, in the typical neighborhoods. Somebody got shot, there was an apartment fire, or there was a car wreck, something like that.
Yeah,
although we
a problem.
Yeah, although we did lose a police officer last night in Atlanta, so that was that. Yeah, he was a 30-year veteran. So, I don't like to hear that.
I wonder if it's the same guy. A friend of mine on Facebook lost his cousin. I wonder if it's the same guy.
I don't know.
I didn't mean to say he's been prison. That's awful.
He's in Atlanta.
Was he killed?
He was killed. And he was a black police officer.
I bet you that's him. Yep. Did they say what happened?
There was a guy who was raising a ruckus in his house with his girlfriend or his roommate, I can't remember which. And he ended up escaping from the house, and the cops were looking for him, and they found him wandering around the neighborhood, beating on people's doors and stuff, and so they confronted him. And he ended up shooting the cop in the head. And the guy was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Wow.
Yeah.
So bad.
They did end up shooting the suspect, but I think he's still alive.
That's too bad.
Yeah, I don't like to hear stories like that. So sometimes you will get, more meaty news on local news, but pretty much
that's true.
It's pretty much.
You know what?
Most of the time, it's crap.
You know what I was going to say? I follow local news sites on Facebook, and I end up hearing more truth about the news in the commentary, in the comments that people write, because they're like, that's not true. That's not what happened. Here's what happened. I'm not even
kidding. That's true. Usually, if I'm watching local news, it's just to see the weather forecast.
Yeah. I got my husband's my weatherman. He does that. He deals with that. He tells me, it's going to snow tomorrow. You hear about the Department of Justice came out with more, you know how they exonerated Wilson?
Yes.
Dan Wilson in the Mike Brown case?
Yes, I did hear that.
I was going to say the Black Lives Matter case. Today, the Department of Justice came out and said that they came out with more details, and they said his hands were not up. So this whole hands up, don't shoot thing is total bullshit. Bullshit. They said they said basically the witnesses lied. There's no corroboration for it. So all those jackasses who were running around saying, hands up, don't shoot, were destroying businesses, getting cops killed, doing all these other things, were doing it. They were told that was not what happened, but they didn't believe it and they did it anyway. And now the most racist Department of Justice ever has come out and said the white bad cop was right.
Right, exactly. And, you know, but it's like what we always say, never let the facts get in the way of the agenda. That is the liberal mantra. And even if his hands were never up, they don't care because they're going to use that line to further their cause.
Yep. Exactly.
Be damned.
No, that's the problem. Even when you present people with facts, they don't care. It doesn't matter. I think I told you, I can't remember, oh my God, the last time our show was. I testified before Congress and my local, I can't remember if I told you guys this already. It was on gun control, on background check bills. So I used all the arguments that they made, and I posted all the facts, and I presented them in front of the whole committee. And I wrote their bogus claims, and then the next page of the PowerPoint presentation were the facts. And it's not going to matter because Democrats vote how they're told. You can seriously give them facts. They don't care.
Well, and two, because we don't have an informed electorate, they don't have to have facts. All they have to do is bend perception.
Right.
And perception is reality. And if they can bend the truth and make people believe what they say, even if it's not true, then it doesn't have to be true.
Yep, exactly.
So
I have to tell you this because I wrote about it today. Because I write for the Federalist Papers now, and I always forget what I write because I write a lot. You know, they can write about this. Here, write this story, that story, whatever. There was a book that's called Is Everyone Really Equal? And one of the things in it was, there is no such thing as reverse racism or reverse sexism or the reverse of any form of oppression. While women can be just as prejudiced as men, women cannot be just as sexist as men because they do not hold political, economic, and institutional power. What?
That's a load of crap.
This is in a little kid's book. A kid's book. I don't know a little how little.
It's in a kid's book?
Oh my yes! God.
We're this is
a kid's book.
We're so kid's
book. Exactly. Oh. I think I wrote it in that thing. I'm like, if you have your kids in public education, you really need to be checking what they're doing on a daily basis, because it's bad.
Yeah. And there are some people who even would go so far as to say that if you have your kid in government-educated school, that's a form of child abuse.
I wouldn't, you know. Let me tell. If I had a child, if I had, my child was young, I would not put him in public schools. My husband and I joke about this. I'm like, well, I work from home. I'd have to homeschool the kids in between working, because there's no way. Knowing what we know now, and this is the problem. A lot of parents don't know this. Knowing what we know, it's kind of scary.
Exactly. Hell, I'd rather have my kid raised by wolves than to put him in some of the school districts in this country. I mean, really.
Yeah,
if you think my kid would be going to a public school in Chicago, I would be having him raised by wolves before I do that.
Oh, my God, yeah. No, especially not in Chicago.
That's how pathetic it is. You get to the point where it almost feels like you're in a raging river. You're going down the rapids. The current is too strong for you to swim against it, and you just have to go with it and try and keep your head above the water. That's the way it feels a lot of the time.
Yeah, exactly. And, it's discouraging. I had a lot of people talking today about what they did in D.C. and what they did in New Hampshire, and all these people are like, F it. I give up. I'm done. Multiple people from all different areas, not just, one specific area, different people I know. And everybody's like, some people are just like, just stock up on arms and wait for the shit to hit the fan, because we're toast. That's how people are getting to that point where they just figure, you know what?
And I think that, the government knows it, too, that it's coming, and that's why you have Obama trying to ban certain kinds of ammunition.
Yeah.
By executive order, by the way.
What ammunition? What are you talking about?
You didn't hear that.
It's not executive order. ETF did it.
It was like, what was it, AK-47 ammo?
It's AR-15 ammo,
okay.
M-85. It's specific ammo, but and it's the ATF was doing it, and they can't do that. They can't. But this ammo, I posted something earlier today. Cops came out from all across the country and said, this ammo is not an issue. It's not a problem. We don't have a problem with it as police. The ATF was trying to say that this is killing police officers. We have to ban it. And the police came out and said, no, it's not. We don't have a problem with this ammo at all.
Yes.
But, Obama was signing an executive order. They can't do that. But how many times do we say they can't do that and they get away with it?
And they get away with it because there's no one to hold them accountable for it. Because the Republicans in Congress aren't going to hold them accountable.
No, well, actually, some Republicans did. A bunch of Republicans came out and said, this ain't happening. And they got blowback really bad. But it doesn't matter, because you know what this is going to do, Christy? It's going to drive AR-15 prices up. AR-15s right now are going for around $600. They're pretty cheap. Don't ask me how I know this. But 4 years ago, they were like $1,200 to $1,500. For just a basic setup, and they went because of Obama. Then they went down, and so they're around $600 now, which is a decent price. And it's going to drive those prices up again, and it's going to drive AR up 15, 5.56 ammo up, because people are going to freak out because they're banning some of it. It's like, it's bad. It's bad to have that happen, because what happens is it prices people who need these things, and, my opinion, everyone needs an AR-15, but that's just me. It prices people who could use this for self-defense. Again, they can't do this, but they're still going to try.
Right.
And they'll get away with it, because they get away with everything. They got away with Obamacare, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, they got away with Obamacare, and to that point,
regarding the police departments. Now Obama is talking about having some sort of law enforcement department where he's going to, like, try and federalize the local police. He's going to have, he's going to set standards for local police.
I saw something whip by my newsfeed, but I have not looked into that.
Yeah, I saw, like, the headline, too, but I didn't read the article. But
there's too much to read. It's constant.
Exactly. That's part of the problem. You're, like, saturated with information, and it's, like, overload. And then your brain just wants to shut off.
And that's why we have to be in groups and post things that amuse us, because otherwise we probably would have exploded by now.
That's right. And that's why I drop so many F-bombs on Facebook.
Right?
It's a way of relieving my stress.
Exactly. Because it's, oh, please, all day. You should hear sometimes, I'll rant. I'll see something or I'll be writing about something and I'll rant. And my bulldogs just look at me like, okay. If they could only talk, they'd be like, oh, here she goes again.
That's right.
Because it's every single day. They hit us with something else, whether it's at the national level or the local level. And this is just stuff we know about. There's tons of stuff going on that we have no idea. That's the scary part.
That's the scary part. What's going on in the behind closed doors, you know? And we haven't even touched on freaking foreign policy much tonight. I mean, it's just stuff from all sides in every area.
Yeah, exactly.
And it feels like the walls are closing in sometimes.
It does. And when you know, you got to have some wins in between to just make things like, oh, shut up, English chick. You're telling us 50 seconds. You got to have some wins sometimes in order to make up for all the losses that you see everywhere, because otherwise, why bother?
Right. You got to have a morale boost here and there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise, there's no other alternative than to formulate an escape plan.
Exactly. The problem is, where do we escape to?
That's the thing. You know, the world, it's all becoming globally connected.
Yep.
And so where do you go? Because eventually the global one world government system, and I hate that whole idea, it's going to happen. We're going in that direction. So
yeah.
There really is no place to go. So you have to fight.
Yeah.
You have to fight for what you have.
Pretty much. You have to, exactly, because there is believe me, I've looked into other countries. I've even looked into other states. My husband's like, we're just moving, we're out of here. I'm like, where are we going to go?
Right.
That's better.
Right. That's right. Even Texas, you know, is not going to be exempt from all this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Besides, Texas has worse gun laws than New Hampshire, and they have big, huge-ass spiders. So, and more illegal. Can't move there.
Yeah, that's true.
Believe me, my husband has brought up Texas and Arizona. I'm like, you bring up two states that have tons of illegals and have huge problems with illegals because they're border states, and they have huge spiders, and you want me to move there? I don't think so.
Right.
Plus, I need to live where there's, well, Texas does have ocean, but that's near the border. So I can't live there. Ugh. We're screwed. Oh, that's a great way to end the show on a positive note.
Hey, let's get out the liquor, because you might as well enjoy it while you're being bent over.
I know. We shouldn't always stock up on ammo and food and all that stuff. We should be stocking up on liquor, because at least if we can't, we can do nothing else. We can enjoy that.
That's right.
Actually, that would be a good barter item.
Yeah, no doubt. I've got some good quality bourbon.
God. So bad. Well, we are out of time. An hour goes by wicked fast.
It really does. but we.
Oh, yeah. Yep, definitely. We will. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Yes, everybody, keep up the good fight, and we'll be back next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.